Hello, queers. You're listening to Movies a la Queer. This is Sarita Ramirez. And on this episode, we're going to talk about a film that is currently my most viewed, most popular TikTok review. And yes, I'm on TikTok. It's been so fun. It's been an experience. And like I mentioned in the mini review, this film often gets compared to Brokeback Mountain. But guess what? Brokeback Mountain wishes it was this film. Brokeback Mountain could never be this film. And if you haven't figured it out already, the film we're talking about in this episode is 2017's God's Own Country. God's Own Country, a 2017 British romance drama written and directed by Francis Lee, starring Josh O'Connor and Alex Ikarianu. The IMDb synopsis. In Yorkshire, a young farmer, Johnny, numbs his daily frustrations with binge drinking and casual sex until the arrival of a Romanian immigrant worker for lambing season, which ignites an intense relationship that sets Johnny on a new path. Here's the trailer.
Come on. That's it.
Do they call thee Georgie or something?
Georgie.
Whatever, get in.
Our lab needs help.
I could have managed. I've done so far.
Yeah, of course you have. We're not running a charity for ways and strays, like.
It's perfect for me.
It's beautiful here, but lonely, you know? Spring is the most beautiful.
Just so you're clear, he's here to work.
So I'm on your shoulders now.
What do you want?
I want it to be different. The way I want to do it.
Okay, before we start the recap, I am fully aware that I am doing two back-to-back Francis Lee films. Yes, I am a fan. And if you want to listen to the other episode on Ammonite, the 2020 Francis Lee British drama, you can listen to it after this episode. So onto the recap. The film opens up with Johnny, a young man who's in charge of running his family farm after his father suffers from a debilitating stroke. However, Johnny isn't happy about it. And at this point, we're not sure if he's unhappy because of the farm work or if it's because his father is pretty much horrible to him and breathing down his neck at any chance he can. But Johnny is kind of an asshole too. There are moments where we witness him being sweet to the cows and to the livestock, especially one that is about to give birth. But after a day when he arrives home late from a farm auction event, the same pregnant cow gave birth to a calf that, well, wasn't going to make it. Now, Johnny's father blames him for not arriving back on time to help with the birth, and Johnny is upset and frustrated, kicks the dead calf on the ground, and that was probably one of the toughest scenes to watch. And there's another one later, but we won't get into it. Well, it's lambing season and the sheep need tending to, but Johnny can't do it all on his own and he needs help. So his dad hires a Romanian immigrant, Gheorghe, to help Johnny with the baby lambs. And I mentioned this on the TikTok video. Gheorghe saves this film. I mean, yes, he's meant to. That's the point of the plot. But Johnny falls in love with Gheorghe, but Gheorghe was what we all needed in this film. Because it was very dreadful to just look at Johnny and his smug face, hating his life, mistreating his animals, vomiting all the time. You get it. So Johnny and Gheorghe have to set up camp further into the farm to take care of the sheep and lambs that, well, migrated a mile or so down the road. As if it's not obvious that I'm from the city, it can't be more obvious with this review. So I apologize for those that will become sensitive to this unknowledgeable person that I am. When a sheep gives birth to a couple lambs or whatnot, one of them is a runt and appears to not be breathing. And Johnny was all pessimistic and he was like, listen, it's the runt. It's no use. Just get rid of it. And then Gheorghe came back with that spin and triple axel and was like, you know nothing, Jon Snow. And he resuscitates this calf and he keeps it warm and he puts it under this blanket and he cuddles with it. And it's just so precious. It is just so cute. And I mention this over and over again. It's just so adorable. You just can't help but love it. So they spend all this time together in this faraway part of the farm. And there's tension building because these two weren't friendly at all at first. But after some time away, alone, while it's super cold out here, the attraction built up between the two of them and they hook up, they make love. And Johnny is used to having this rough, unattached sex with strangers that Gheorghe has to teach him that, listen, it doesn't have to always be that way. This can be sensual, it can be tender, and it can mean something. So they do that too. But like everything good in life, sometimes it ends and it's time to go back to the main farmland, if that's how you call it. And Johnny and Gheorghe are like a bunch of teenagers sneaking around and very much in love. And we haven't seen Johnny drink nor lash out randomly in a while now. And he's even been respectful to his family. And it's very cute, if not great, to see this side of him. This is probably his real, not even probably, this is his real personality. I mean, he's even nice to his grandmother, who lives also on the property. And the poor woman just folds and cleans after Johnny and his father. But she suspects that there's more happening between Johnny and Gheorghe, but doesn't say anything, of course, because, you know, she's like, it's not my business. Johnny proposes to Gheorghe that he should stay at the farm, that he should stay there longer. And Gheorghe thinks about it for a bit and he says yes, although a bit apprehensive. Well, things take a turn when Johnny's dad suffers another stroke, and this time debilitating him even further to the point where he can't help out at the farm at all. And Johnny feels that pressure of this added responsibility and the mourning of the current state of his father. So he and Gheorghe go to the bar to, I guess, release some stress. And it's a bad idea. Gheorghe tells Johnny that he is concerned about how their relationship will survive while they're both working together and him living in a caravan. Because the family set up Gheorghe at this caravan outside of the house while he was working there. They didn't even invite him in to stay in a guest bedroom. Gheorghe doesn't want to keep hiding their relationship, nor does he think it will last with how they're handling it now. And Johnny is just getting a little belligerent and he doesn't want to hear it. He's just drinking. He drinks like 3 beers at once. And he gets up from the bar. He whispers something to this random guy that's sitting next to them at the bar. And then he decides to go to the bathroom, passing a guy who he had a sexual encounter with earlier in the film. Needless to say, they do some nasty in the bathroom stall, unbeknownst to Gheorghe. Now, at the same time, Gheorghe is being harassed by this random dude at the bar, this racist anti-immigrant dude, at the bar who calls him a gypsy, pissing Gheorghe off, and Gheorghe slams this guy's head on the counter, which I am someone who does not condone violence, but the guy should have shut his mouth. That's all I'm saying. But of course, Gheorghe is the one that gets kicked out of the bar. But first, he goes to look for Johnny. He goes to the bathroom and he immediately notices that Johnny is hooking up with the guy inside of the stall. And with that, Gheorghe leaves upset. And you know what? He doesn't even confront Johnny in that moment. So when Johnny finishes, he comes back into the bar and he notices that Gheorghe has left. So he chases after him, catching up to him on his truck. But Gheorghe pretty much tells him to fuck off and walks away. And the next day, Gheorghe has left the caravan without saying goodbye. And we pretty much see Johnny trying to go back to his life before Gheorghe. You know, he's taking care of the farm and his father, who's now needing round-the-clock care. But he's miserable. But Johnny recognizes that he misses Gheorghe and he misses the way that his life was when Gheorghe was around. So Johnny confronts his dad and tells him, listen, I want to run the farm, but it has to be the way that I want to do it. It has to be in my own way. He doesn't want his dad to stand in his way or to try to fight him on the decisions in the farm. Johnny also tells his father that he's going to go get Gheorghe, that he wants to get him back. His father was afraid that he would run away and never come back, but Johnny reassures him that no, I'm coming back. I just need to get Gheorghe. And it's a really heartfelt moment between the two of them because throughout the film, they're mostly clashing. They're not really getting along. But his father even tells Johnny in this moment that he's proud of him and that he wants him to be happy and to go get Gheorghe. So Johnny travels all the way to Scotland to find Gheorghe, who's now working at some factory. And at first, Gheorghe is just not happy to see him and tells him, like, listen, you should not have come here. This is my job. What the hell are you doing here? And Johnny apologizes to him and tells him, listen, I need you back in my life. I no longer want to be a screw up. I want to be with you. I want us to be together. So the two make up, they kiss tenderly, and we see them heading back to Northern England, to Yorkshire, back to Johnny's farm. And once they get back home, Johnny sells the caravan where Gheorghe was staying in, and you see the two of them walking into the farmhouse, or the house at the farm, I guess symbolizing that Gheorghe is now moving into the house. And that's the end. The thing that many people commented on in this film was that it ended on such a happy note. It was such a happy ending, which we don't get to see often. Johnny and Gheorghe get to live together and really try to work through this relationship. It's just different. We don't normally see this. That's all I'm saying. We don't normally see this. And it's nice to see a film that embraces that. And although Johnny is already an adult, this is also a kind of coming-of-age story for him. He's leading a life that was passed down to him by his father, who had this life passed down to him by his father before him. And to not continue this cycle of overwork and depression and misery, Johnny has to be the one to break the wheel, as Daenerys Targaryen once said. Okay, that's two Game of Thrones references. I'm gonna stop now. Gheorghe is Johnny's lifeline that was tossed to him at a moment when his life was just repeating day by day the same toxic cycle environment that just left him even more miserable the following day. And there's a moment in the film when Johnny sees an old classmate of his at the bar that he frequents a lot. And he kind of berates her in a way about leaving the country and coming back home for the summer or for winter break. And he even says these words like, oh, you're too good for us now. And some other shit that just highlight his own desire to escape his own life. In an article at bfi.org.uk, Nikki Boggin writes that every single detail in the film was carefully thought out by Francis Lee, the director. From making sure that the costume designs were thrift store buys and that were deemed accessible to the characters, Francis Lee also made sure that the actors Josh O'Connor and Alex Ikharianu had experience working at a farm. He would give them 10 to 12 hour shifts at a time to get their hands roughed up and for them to just be used to this farm work. And similarly to Ammonite, the other Francis Lee film that is also up on the podcast, God's Own Country uses natural elements in the environment and colors in their wardrobe to symbolize every character. Francis Lee comments how the wind blows for every one of the characters in God's Own Country in a different way, and how the landscape has and how the landscape is seen through Johnny's eyes, and how it was seen through Johnny's eyes was so important, because although this film is a love story between these two characters, it's also Johnny's growth and maturity that we experience the most, and how he slowly begins to love this farm and his responsibilities again, to find his identity in all of this. As for color theory, Johnny is mostly wearing blues and darker hues, blacks and some grays even, symbolizing his misery, sadness, and overall bleak exterior. George wears burgundies and darker red tones, romantic colors that are seen as warm and inviting, like his personality. This film was beautiful and at times hard to watch. It's hard to watch a character actively destroy themselves, but then the redemption is beautiful, and that's how it was to watch Johnny, who goes all the way to Scotland, taking buses and trains to find George and to convince him to come back with him. And like I said before, people are happy that this film ends in such a positive high note where no one dies and the characters actually end up together. The actors are extremely convincing. The chemistry is very believable, and it is one of my favorite films that I have watched in the last few years. God's Own Country is available to stream on Pluto TV, Vudu, Hulu, and available to rent on Amazon Prime Video. I thank you again for listening to Movies a la Queer. And if you haven't done so already, follow on Instagram and TikTok. It's just hard to say that nowadays. For latest news, updates, and if you have any film requests, please also leave a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and Spotify or wherever you listen to Movies a la Queer. This would make Movies a la Queer easier to find and actually show up on searches. This is Aritha Ramirez. Stay warm, stay safe, and I will see you all next week with another episode.